The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process, and I just would like you to share that story with us, because I think it's fascinating, would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with, well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain, really.
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor, and the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken, and then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did, and about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office, and the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays, and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No, it wasn't that severe.
Okay.
That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. From the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. At the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back, and he was helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card, and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
That's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes, and in the months that followed, the results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story, because I was that 14-year-old boy, and that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no.
So you,
I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis. And
what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees, and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse.
It doesn't
get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah.
It's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure scoliosis.
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes, there's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine.
Okay.
Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. We see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well they can move. And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
It's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time.
I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. This way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes, yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them. Guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. You creak and you groan and you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
That is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Sam Stevens. Sam, combat vet back from Iraq. You took a little bit of an injury over there serving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened?
Basically, I was a member of a combat movement team. And coming off of one of our trucks, I kind of dislodged my shoulder a little bit, damaged my C4, C5 vertebrae.
Ow. Yeah, not pleasant.
No, it could have been a lot worse, but it was just a mechanical injury, so nothing really serious.
Yeah, so you have been checking around the places to go to get the surgery, because this affected your life, right? I mean, this was affecting your movement and your quality of life?
Yeah, I've been looking around for about 5 years, bouncing around between the VA and a primary doctor trying to sort out my back.
Yeah, what was it like? What was the condition like for you? What were you feeling?
For the most part, there was a little low level of pain at all times, pretty much 24 hours a day. And then it would have spikes about once or twice a week that would go up to 7 or 8 on the pain scale, almost debilitating.
Mm.
where I couldn't pretty much do anything.
And you'd stopped exercising and such, right?
Yeah. So a couple of months before I went and saw Dr. Yardley, I pinched a nerve in my neck, which was caused by the damage in my neck. Mm-hmm. And so I was losing sensitivity in my left arm, and it would just go numb. So as a member of the military, which I'm still in, I did close to 30 to 50 push-ups in sets of three, 30 to 50 a day. And I couldn't even do two push-ups before I would collapse because of numbness and inability for my arm to keep up from the pressure.
Good Lord. Good Lord. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. You're also a medical researcher, so I guess you heard about Dr. Yardley on the radio. You went to see him. I got to know from two perspectives. First of all, I'm a patient. I want to talk to Sam, the patient, what you experienced as a patient. But then I got to dig into this medical research thing. So what did you experience as Sam, the patient, at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial, right? He's big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help, and basically a very back and forth kind of conversation, whereas most doctors I've been to have been really about, this is what it is. It's very like sterile and kind of non-personal.
Yeah. When I first went to Dr. Yardley, you know, you could throw all the measurements and he's very, very careful, you know, of measuring and making sure he's acting upon data. But when he first treated me, I was surprised, honestly, at how gentle it was.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit concerned that he didn't do more.
Yeah.
Been to other chiropractic practices, and it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more like spinal cracking and popping.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. And within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain with occasional spikes up to like three or four. So it's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now? I mean, it's restore a sense of hope, or I mean, a sense that you can continue to serve the country like you do. What's that meant for you?
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting because I was contemplating retiring from the military. I have 20 years in 2020, so I was planning on retiring exactly then. If my body continues to wear the way it is, I might push on a few more extra years as well.
I love it.
And as far as my personal life, I'm a member of a group that does combat stage fighting, and that was kind of on the table of not doing anymore either due to pain. But now I'm regularly up there, and it's an amazing experience.
So you can go back and do the things you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was, you know, thinking of, oh, maybe I need to modify what I do for working out, and I'm very, very into some of the competitions I'm going into, and man, to be able to have that peace of mind that you can continue to do these things, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. Now, you're also a medical researcher, so I mean, this had to be interesting to you from a perspective of treatment as well.
I actually do cancer research treatment, so it's a totally different field.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's interesting the way he goes about patient care, though, and that's mine's pretty sterile. I do research with at Fred Hutchinson, and they basically, we do a lot of cancer stuff. We don't deal with patients, so it's a very different mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was very unique the way he went about trying to get information and utilizing it from a very like statistical standpoint.
Yeah, he's very data oriented. Yeah,
yeah,
he's always focusing on the data. And I've been with him 3 years, and he still goes and he consults the data. So there's a lot of people that hear us discuss this, Sam, and they'll hear Yardley Institute. They know that I'm a patient. They know I've been with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. What do you tell people who sit on the fence? They're experiencing pain, but they're sitting on the fence. They're taking the ibuprofen. They're thinking of surgery.
I say you have nothing to lose, right? It'll either work or it won't. And surgery to me is the last resort. You know, like, cause, I have friends who've had spinal surgery, also veterans who've hurt their spines overseas. And basically one of the problems with the surgery is it limits your mobility, right? So right now I have 180 degree mobility, and a lot of my friends only have like 135 because of that surgery. So unless that's what you really want to do, I would try to do other methods.
Yeah.
Try and use it as a last resort.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to thank you for serving. Welcome home. We're proud of you. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to meet another patient, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam Stevens, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig, you started going through the treatment. When did you realize you'd seen improvements? For me, it was at the gym, walking around realizing, wait a minute, my joint pain's gone.
Mine was when I would wake up in the morning. I was having back pain, and I felt like it was going down into my buttocks area.
Yeah.
I was sleep different ways, hoping that it would fix it, but I would always wake up with a pain. After the first one or two sessions with him, I woke up without any pain, and it was such a relief to wake up refreshed without feeling that pain level that I would wake up with.
I'm smiling as we're talking, Craig, because I remember sleeping in a whole bunch of different wild positions.
Yeah.
What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I've put up with some pain in the past, and I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we haven't talked about carpal tunnel syndrome in quite some time, and it's notably common nowadays with people spending their days at a desk, at a computer, tapping on the keyboard. What is it? What's carpal tunnel, really?
It's so true that it is becoming more and more prevalent in our society. It's a condition where there is thought to be a collapse of the bones in the wrist entrapping the nerve, resulting in numbness in the hands and fingers. Typically starts to show when you're sleeping at night. You'll wake up, your hands asleep, you'll shake them back out, but then starts beginning to be a problem during the day too.
Now, you're not going to come on here and say, we can cure carpal tunnel syndrome.
Not at all. Not any more than we would claim anything else. We don't claim to cure. The body heals itself.
Now, explain that real quickly. When you say the body heals itself, we're talking about lining up the cranium with the spine correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean?
Well, a cut heals itself in 2 weeks. The body produces a baby in 9 months. The body is a self-healing, self-creating, self-regulating entity. So if it's not doing the job right, there's got to be some reason, some interference.
Sure.
One of the more common interferences that we've found clinically over the past 30-plus years has been a compromised brain-body connection. And the place that this can most easily occur is at the very top of the neck, with the head not sitting straight on the neck. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is the sheer mass of the skull starts creating compensations in the lower part of the neck, which just happens to be where the nerves exit that go down to the arms, hands, and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your keys or tip-offs that this is indeed what's causing it is when it occurs on both sides.
Mm.
If you've got wrist going on both sides, it's probably got to go back to a common cause. Not the wrist, not the elbows, not the shoulders, but back to the neck.
So we're back to talking about carpal tunnel.
Yes.
So this is happening on both wrists.
Yes.
As opposed to just one.
It's okay, probably a neck issue.
Okay, so give me an example. You say that you've worked with some people with carpal tunnel syndrome with some pretty good success?
Well, yes. We had one gentleman, his wife actually, Amber, had been a patient for years.
Okay.
And was just a really big endorser of the work that we did. Her mother was also a practice member at the Institute. And anyhow, he kind of really resisted it. And she'd be telling me about it, and he reached a point where he had carpal tunnel in both hands, and it wasn't until he missed 3 days of work in a row because he couldn't. And what he does for a job is he replenishes fire extinguishers.
Right.
And so at any rate, reluctantly, he came in, but and really in a lot of pain. Right. I mean, he was not a...
So we had a skeptic in pain. Is what we had.
We did, very much so. Very much so.
Okay.
With a wife that really believed in what we did.
That's reassuring. Okay.
It was. And so anyhow, we accepted him for care.
Okay.
And we started with his initial correction, and we worked with him. He was back to work the next week. And, you know, a month, 2 months into it, he was doing much, much better. And these days, he functions basically pain-free unless the three subluxates. And now he knows
that. Well, you just used one of those technical doctor kind of
This is when we get a compromised brain-body connection.
Uh-huh.
It's at the very top of the neck where the head is sitting crooked on the neck.
Uh-huh.
And when that goes out, for him, he's in the next day. He knows what works. He is in the next day.
And so it can reoccur. And quite often does.
Well, what happens is people, especially people like this gentleman, who really don't want to come in and see us,
mm-hmm.
and wait till it's so damaged.
Mm-hmm.
When they do come in, we can help them a lot. But by then, there's a programming in the nervous system of the way it was, and it has a tendency sometimes to default back to that old programming.
Sure. Now, you had another patient that you were going to talk about, too?
This is a gentleman that actually travels over from Poulsbo for care, and has done so for the past 5 years. And certainly, carpal tunnel was one of a list of issues that he had. And for him, you know, he was unable to work, not just because of this, but because of a syndrome of issues that were going on.
Okay.
So we accepted him for care and started working with him. And within his first 6 weeks of care, he reported that his wrists were doing 50%
better.
50% better? 50% better.
That's pretty quick.
Yes. Yes. That was a good change. And for him, once again, one of those situations that was sort of the last resort when he's tried a dozen other things.
Sure.
And he continues to do good, although, you know, about 50-60% improvement in the wrists are about as much as we've been able to achieve with
him.
Now,
why does that happen? So sometimes, often, you have, you know, 90% or better elimination of the pain.
Right.
And then occasionally you have something like this where maybe it persists a bit longer than you expected it to, or just persists, period. Why does that happen?
It's a thing called limitations of matter. It means that the body has a limited capability of repairing because of permanent damage. Like, for instance, I have one guy that comes to see me, Don, and he's a triple amputee.
Okay.
He has one arm. He's a veteran from the Vietnam War. And both legs gone and one arm gone. He's got one arm to work with.
Okay.
And this guy's amazing. He can get around with his wheelchair. He and I are real clear on one thing. No matter how good I reconnect his brain with his body, he is not going to grow another arm and two legs back, you see.
Yeah, sure.
So there's permanent damage there. Now, that's pretty obvious. But you'll find that with conditions, it's more... it's more subtle. It's more difficult to predict.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we, based on my clinical experience, I can accurately predict it. And other times, many times, we can't. What we have to do is reconnect the brain with the body and then let's see what it's capable of.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. We are so delighted that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is present, and we are going to talk to another one of your clients. James is on the way next. Now, tell me about James, Dr. Yardley.
Well, you know, I've spent my life and dedicated my life to improving people's health and saving their lives. There is, however, one profession that perhaps might be one notch higher than us, and that is those that save people's souls.
Ah.
And James, this is what he does. He's a pastor. He came to us with a condition that brought me to this work about almost 30 years ago.
What's that?
And that was vertigo, dizziness, loss of balance. And we're going to hear more about that from James.
And he travels a good distance to get to you, too.
He does. He comes from Gig Harbor.
Well, let's chat with him. Pastor Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you were suffering through before you actually sat down with Dr. Yardley.
About, three or four years ago, maybe it's been longer, I came down with what they call Meniere's disease, and my equilibrium totally went off. I would fall down, and I would... I've been taken to the hospital several times, and doctors told me there was no cure.
And how long would these episodes last when you had them?
Usually an episode lasted about 3 hours, and it totally disabled me at the time.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, as a pastor, I mean, this must have had an enormous impact on your life and your practice as a pastor. Am I wrong, or is that pretty correct?
Oh, yes. It changed my life completely. I just, there were times and situations where I would lose total control, and I just couldn't do anything.
How long did you live with this before you actually got to see Dr. Yardley? Because we hear all the time.
I think approximately 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. James, you probably knew that that's what got me into this work a long time ago. Have we talked about that somewhere along the line?
Yes, you told me that, yes.
Yeah, flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think anyone realizes what that's like to have a room spin while you're laying there unless you've personally experienced that. It's terrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
All right. So you managed to finally, after a couple of years, finally get in to see Dr. Yardley. I mean, I know it wasn't difficult to get in, but that is, you made time to go see him.
Yes.
What was your experience like?
To tell you the truth, I heard it over the radio, and I heard testimonies like we're doing this. And it sounded interesting, and I was desperate, and I went in there, and of course, Dr. Yardley and the whole staff there are very friendly, and I felt very received, but I still had lots of questions whether it would really work or not. It just seemed so strange to me. And so I just really went in with lots of questions, and tell you the truth, they answered most all my questions very thoroughly.
So, James, are you one of those people that the very first treatment, it was a dramatic change, or are you a person that it took a little time, that was more of a journey?
It took time. There was noticeable change, but it did not solve all the problems. In fact, I have to say that probably I'm 80% better, but 80% is a radical change. I still have some equilibrium problems, but I haven't had a spell ever since that first treatment.
That's a pretty dramatic change. I mean, you haven't had any of the spells, but sometimes you're a little bit, your equilibrium isn't quite what you'd like it to be.
Well, yes, I'm old, you know.
we don't go into that, nor are we going to go into that. So,
yeah, I know.
What impact has that had on your life with the change in your physical health as you've moved towards wellness?
Well, my wife, who is a registered nurse, would tell you the most. She praises God for this because it could have just decimated our life, and we've been able to travel and we've been able to do things which, if I would have continued Meniere's as it was, we could never have done anything. And I'm still working, and I doubt if I could have still worked if it would have continued at the same rate it was.
Mm. You know, God has a way of directing us to places we need to be if we would just listen. Isn't that true?
And it is true. He does. And I really do. What's interesting is in your presentation, you talked about the body and how it heals itself.
Right.
And that I really find that true. God created these wonderful bodies we have, and he put in the way of healing, and by the adjustments, by what you guys do, it brings about healing, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not a quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a healing.
The default setting for the body is to heal itself. So the body needs no help, just no interference. And that's where we come into it, is removing that interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doctor, or I should say Pastor James, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for sharing your story with the listeners. It is an amazing one.
It's been amazing for me, too, and I really appreciate Dr. Yardley and his institute and what it's done for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
That, to me, was a profound thought, Dr. Yardley, the idea that we are made perfect, and that what's happening at the Yardley Institute is you are moving us back towards perfection, wellness.
I think the perfection is always there, but it's not able to manifest. And what we do is we're fortunate, we're privileged to be tools to allow the manifestation of that perfection.
Now, maybe this makes sense to you. It sure does to me. Well, maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you are, in fact, a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And if you call right now, we're going to offer you a special. Usually that's a $148 value. But if you have your credit card, you're willing to do a prepayment, it'll be just $38. And that's for the initial consult. Remember, it's non-invasive. There's going to be some testing. And why do you do the testing, Lee?
To determine if a person's a candidate for the work we do.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, I can't figure this out. You want to talk about retirement.
That's correct, retirement.
All right, lay it on us.
Okay, well, us baby boomers are fast approaching this thing called retirement. Now, people save for retirement, and when it comes to retire, they now have to make the money that they've saved last for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
Now, we look at retirement, and every day is a holiday. I mean, we look forward to it. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but we still need money to get us through it. Some people don't save. They just assume Social Security is going to do it for them.
Right.
Many of us don't realize that our health and our lives are somewhat like the petrol gauge on some vehicles. As the speedometer goes up, the petrol gauge goes down. In other words, they go in opposite directions to each other in equal proportion.
Yep.
So the longer we live, the more opportunity there is for our health to go down. And it really doesn't have to be that way. At the beginning of life, we're actually given one tremendous inheritance, and it's called our health.
Right.
And it's our responsibility to make that last for the rest of our lives.
To maintain it.
Yes. Most of us spend our inheritance by simply ignoring our health or taking it for granted.
Sure.
Now, when it sends a call for help by getting sick, we tend to turn to disease care as a system to try and patch it up. And during spells when we have no symptoms, we simply assume that all is okay. Now, I, like many other doctors out there, have spent decades of my professional career consulting with literally thousands of people who are just seeking to patch this up or to get something else gone.
They just want to solve the problem. They want to make the pain go away.
That's it. They just want that. And the problem with that approach is that it's a containment approach. It really does not address the underlying breakdown in health.
The long-term breakdown in health.
Yeah. It's like, let's say you've got a roof that needs to be replaced, and let's say it's leaking on you. You got a choice. You can get a good new roof, or you can patch the thing up. Now, if you patch it up, you haven't replaced the roof. It's still an old, worn-out roof.
You're going to have a long-term problem. It's going to cost you more to patch it up over time than it is just to go ahead and get the thing fixed.
Exactly. At the Yardley Institute and through our radio programs, we have seriously tried to increase people's awareness of the importance of being proactive. Consider your health something worth investing in. And don't wait until you lose it to try and get it back.
Dr. Yardley, can you tell me about a patient who came to you with this kind of long-term approach?
I certainly can. We have a gentleman here. I'm going to call him Rod. He's in his early 60s, and he came to see me about a year ago.
Okay.
And the prime reason that he came to see me was quality of health improvement.
So he wasn't, like, suffering from some extreme pain. He kind of was looking to take a long view of this.
Right. Not that he may not have had health issues, mm-hmm. but really he understood this concept, and he understood it well.
Okay.
And so he came in. We ran some testing on him to see if he was indeed a candidate for what we did. And we found that he had the markers. He had one leg shorter than the other. He had one hip higher than the other. He had a rotation in the hip. So he was like a crab facing in one direction but walking in another. And so as we looked at this, we recommended that we do some closer testing and perhaps take some images or some x-rays, and we did. When we measured it, we found that he did have serious pressure on that brain-body connection. In fact, you know, if you take the database of people that come to doctors that do the kind of work that I do, the average is 2.25 degrees.
Okay.
He was 6.75 degrees.
So he was pretty twisted.
Oh, really? It was like way up there.
Okay.
So he opted to undergo some care with us. So we began the care. We went in and you know, I think I'm pretty good at what I do. But I will tell you, there's no way I'm going to take 6.75 degrees and make zero out of it in one adjusting session.
Really? That's a tough one.
If we can get 50%, we're off to a good start. And the beauty of it, his body doesn't know the difference right away. It will later,
okay.
But not right away. So we got a good correction, and we got over 50% of it out.
Nice.
Yeah, and things seemed to progress quite nicely with him. And as he followed through and continued with his care, the things he was holding, we got him adjusted. I went back in. I got it down to less than 20%. So it was last month, and he came in, and now he's on wellness care, where we don't see him very much at all. And he handed me a sheet of paper.
Okay, I'll bite. What was on the piece of paper, Lee?
He graphed the improvements in the irregularity of his heartbeats.
Oh, he had an irregular heartbeat? What kind of arrhythmia did he have?
It was a sinus arrhythmia.
Which means?
It means that the heart can go fast, it can go slow, but it just doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
So what did the chart show?
It showed that he was out of rhythm 55% of the time prior to entering care with us.
So more than half of the time his heart was out of rhythm.
Right. Within 8 weeks, it dropped to 25%.
Uh-huh.
And by last month, which was a year
later,
it was down to 5.6% of the
month. Let me get this right. In the year that he's been with you, mm-hmm. half of the time, or more than half of the time, his heart was out of rhythm before, and now 95% of the time his heart is beating normally.
Exactly correct.
Well, that's a pretty dramatic change.
It is. Amazing what the body can do.
But so you're not saying you cured that?
Oh, no. No, the body healed that. But apparently it was directly linked to that compromise in the brain-body connection.
So the brain-body connection... Mm-hmm. When the two are connected again, what does that do exactly, Lee?
It restores control systems. It restores communication so the body can once again do what it knows how to do so well.
And what does it know how to do so well?
Heal itself.
Really?
Yes.
So you're not really curing arrhythmia. What you're really doing is helping the body to cure the arrhythmia itself.
Correct. Removing that which is stopping the body from healing.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
All right, this is going to be a good one. Got a good friend, listener to the radio station, Ralph from Gig Harbor, also a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Ralph, good to hear your voice. Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I went to see Yardley.
Yeah.
Mainly it was I have sciatica, which hurts to sit. I mean, you can't sit for more than a few seconds, and it just was bad. I either stood up or laid down.
Now that you've experienced this care and these conditions have subsided, how's it changed your daily life?
You know, I haven't had any pain for over a year at all. I can sit for hours and not have my foot go numb or tingles up and down my leg, my left leg. So, yeah, it's really affected my life. I mean, it was hard to work, hard to bend down. I have a really physical job, so there's a lot of bending. So being 56 years old, it's nice to not have that pain in my back and, you know, getting home and not having to take a pain pill or something to go to sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really made a big difference. I'm so appreciative of all the work they've done. The way I feel now is just 100% better.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, a fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time. Within 48 hours, I started to see a difference that was, at first, I thought it was psychosomatic. Yeah. I thought, okay, something is changing. Something is feeling better. Something is happening. But I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Lest I jinx this.
Yeah. And you were talking about some of the challenges you face, such as rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that ran in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not yet encountered that, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll come. So that was a shock for you, but that's also, you're also dealing with that?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. The rheumatoid has been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Just because I saw my mom and it was just horribly debilitating. She was crippled to the day that she died.
Yeah.
And I got that and it was a gut punch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, dealing with that was painfully difficult.
Yeah. And you've been an active guy your whole life. And so, and I can see it in you. I can see that you're a guy that has been active your life. You're an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like now to start being able to do things with your scouts again?
It's amazing because I've even shared this with Dr. Yardley and several friends. It's like, I feel I can run again. I feel I can exercise and lift weights again, which for the past 2 to 3 years has just not been possible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and work with the scouts and work with, there's a couple guys that I'm trying really hard to get across the line of Eagle Scout. And with me not being able to be there, it's just heart wrenching.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back and they just look and go, oh, Mr. Wood, you're back. You're back. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. You said something to me and I didn't even realize it about headaches. Cause I mm-hmm. the other day was talking to someone and he was saying, oh, I had sciatica and it's gone. I thought, wait a minute. I had sciatica and I didn't even realize, but since I've been seeing Dr. Lee Yardley, it's like, I don't have that. But then you mentioned headaches. I haven't had those either.
Yes. And I used to live on Excedrin. Seriously. I would take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day, religiously every day. And that occurred to me. It's like, my goodness, I haven't seen a headache. I haven't felt even the inklings of a headache.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you mentioned the other little niggling pains and hurts and all those that are just going away, I started to realize he's right. Things are just starting to happen.
Yeah.
I don't require nearly as much sleep.
Yeah.
Which just really blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you said, there must be something to this brain-body connection.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense in the world. The way I've tried to explain this to people is, look, what happens if it's severed?
Yes.
That's just bad, right?
Yes.
I understand. I've done some research. Severing the brain-body connection is bad, but what about impacting that? So what do you tell people who are skeptical? Because I think traditional medicine, you and I are talking about some of the flaws with traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, they mean well, but oftentimes they're seeking a program or they're seeking a medication or a surgical outcome.
Yep.
What do you tell people about this, the way that Dr. Lee Yardley deals with the brain-body connection?
It's fascinating because I usually will tell, he says, I am not curing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not healing you. I am restoring the brain to body because what an amazing machine your body really is.
Yeah.
How it can do the things it does, how it can affect the things that it does. And it's all happening. It's all because, as I said, one of the lifestyle changes, I've stopped taking my statin drugs because they were causing me pains all over my body. Mm. And those went away within days. And it's like, you've got to be kidding
me. You know, I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. That's the way it's lighting up and the smile on your face. Because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh, my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes, yes.
So help me out here because there's a lot of people who wait. And you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to say, look, don't wait. This has been my experience. It's been an experience of other people. So help me. We're talking to those maybe men our age. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? I'm not kidding. You creak and you groan and you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that. When you say about the getting up and can't even walk, that is exactly what drove me into him. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, I could barely walk. And so I tell the people, even my coworkers, did you notice I'm not getting up and struggling to walk? And the guy goes, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what keyed in when you said, don't make this the last resort.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have no other options.
Yeah.
Because I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having. Yeah. And I couldn't do the continued medication. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. And as you know, I think I've shared on the air, my dad just masked his symptoms for years with medication, ibuprofen and many other things, all legal, by the way, but none of it advisable for the situation he's in. Well, you know what? God bless you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm extremely happy for you, and I'm getting the contact high watching you be happy.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't when I think about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. I'm serious. This has been a godsend. I thank Dr. Yardley for what he's able to do, and Todd, I thank you for bringing this to my attention of saying, "Don't wait, do this."
Wow.
And when I finally did, it was. I can't tell you the changes. Of course, I don't have to. You know the changes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's huge to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, too. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my honor. I love what you do here.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.